Good morning. Today we will be looking at Jesus' statement when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14 verse 6. We are reflecting on this statement through the lens of the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. It is found in John 11 verses 1 to 44, but allow me to read a few verses from verses 21 to 27. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." This is the word of the Lord. There are many today who are bent in their ways to the point where it's their way or no way. Many have lost themselves, lost their dignity, lost their humanity and morality, all because they think their way is the only way. Many think they can know God or have a relationship with him without first knowing Jesus or believing genuinely in him and his finished work on the cross. Isaiah 53 verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Isaiah 55 verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." One thing for certain is that God's way is the only way, and Jesus is the way. He is the only way to life and the only way to the Father. Others are of the opinion that they can live their truth. With the advance in technology, many persons can spread misinformation at the drop of a pin that can easily deceive and confuse the masses. Yet Jesus said, "He is the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Why not believe the one who is truthful, whose intention is not to deceive but to set free? Yet still, there are others today who are seeking life by various means. Some pursue money, some live immorally, some latch on to sexual deviance, some pursue knowledge, and some live for the pleasures. Persons seek life in many ways, but Jesus says he is the life. He is the one who can give life, and more so, eternal life. In the story before us, Jesus went even a step further by saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." We will now look at this story. Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, was dead. All three were good and close friends to Jesus. Earlier, Jesus had heard that his good friend was sick, but instead of going to visit Lazarus, Jesus stayed where he was for two more days. He explained to his confused disciples that the sickness was for God's glory, that God's Son might be glorified through it. After Lazarus died, Jesus began a journey to Bethany, where Lazarus lived. Importantly, when Jesus informed his disciples that Lazarus was dead, he simply said his friend was asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. When he got there, he met Martha, who said to him, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Such was her faith in Jesus' power to heal. And Jesus replied by assuring Martha that her brother would rise again. Martha responded again in faith, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." At this point, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And then he follows it with a call to faith. "He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he was claiming to be the source of both. There is no resurrection apart from Christ Jesus, and there is no eternal life apart from Christ Jesus. Beyond that, Jesus was also making a statement concerning his divine nature. He does more than give life. He is life. And therefore, death has no ultimate power over him. Jesus bestows his spiritual life on those who believe in him, so that they share his triumph over death. Believers in Christ Jesus today will experience resurrection, because having the life Jesus gives, it is impossible for death to defeat them. At the tomb, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The dead man came out, bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." It's one thing to claim to be the resurrection and the life, but Jesus proved it by raising Lazarus, who was 4 days dead. Death has no dominion over him who is life itself, nor does death have dominion over those who are in him. Because he lives, we live. Because he is life, we have life eternally. The reality is that we too are like Lazarus. He was sick unto death and he did die. We can try to make the comparison that we are in a sin-sick world, and that like a disease, sin has infected and tainted us. When we see persons murdering each other in cold blood, when we see people raping women and children, when we see human trafficking increasing, when we see school fights and a disregard for our authority, when we see lies being told so easily, when we see scamming and corruption done in almost everywhere, we see the evidence of a sin-sick world where sin taints us all. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Sin leads to death. If our sins are not confessed and repented of, and if we have not trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, we shall die in them. Like Lazarus, we are like the walking dead. We are dead in our sins and trespasses. We are gone astray. We are not seeking after God. We have all become unprofitable. Our righteousness are as filthy rags. We are spiritually dead. Like Lazarus, we are wrapped from head to toe in our grave clothes. Those things which so easily beset us, those same things which are our trimmings and trappings, and those things which hinder us from coming to the Lord, begging for his mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. God sent his son Jesus to die for us, to give us life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way to salvation. He is the truth about salvation. And he gives life in salvation. After presenting himself as a resurrection and the life, Jesus asks Martha an all-important question. Do you believe this? May Martha's answer be ours as well. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Will you recognize your need for salvation? Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and the life. Choose Jesus today.